Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another episode of Cheese, Please, part number 2. And welcome. My name is Snark Dude.
My name is Daffodil, and this is part the second.
Yeah, part the second, part the 2 of TV-related music, the celebrities and songs special. Part number 2, as we move from the 70s to the 90s. And some interesting stuff. I just want to go on record as saying it was a little difficult to pick from all the celebrities.
The many things that we have in our cheesy vault.
Yeah, and it was really hard, but we picked a few of our favorites. I guess that's the best way to put it. I guess. We're going on to the 70s to start off things this week. We've got LaVoyne and Shirley.
LaVoyne and Shirley?
Yeah, the spinoff from Happy Days. You remember them? LaVoyne and Shirley. They worked in a beer factory in Milwaukee.
In a brewery in Milwaukee.
And
hung out with Lenny and Squiggy.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, Michael McKean as... what did you see? He was Lenny, wasn't he? He actually worked on this album for them. They do a cover of Gonna Get Along Without You Now coming up shortly. But everyone's favorite bigot of the 70s, none other than Archie Bunker and Edith Bunker, actually cut an album in the 70s. So we're going to hear a medley of Sometimes I'm Happy, Maybe I'm Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful, When I'm 64, and It's a Wonderful World. They're all doing all those four songs. Right here on...
Cheese Please TV Show Stuff.
Sometimes I'm happy.
Thank good thoughts.
Sometimes I'm blue.
Only once in a while.
My disposition.
I can to keep your spirits
depends
up.
On you.
Really? But as dear Abby says,
I never mind.
You gotta work these things out in your own
from
mind.
The skies. If I can find the sun in your eyes.
Oh,
sometimes I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
But sometimes I hate you.
That ain't nice.
Though when I hate you,
yeah?
It's only 'cause I love you.
Oh.
That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
I think you're swell.
Bingo.
I like your style, say. I think
no
it's
waste
marvelous.
The next guy.
I'm always wrong, so.
No, you're untalkative.
How can I tell? All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties
you
are
like
a crime.
Why the hell are you not
if
in my habit?
If dear and you, I picked rightly. It's the very first time
good, and then the next kick it right in the
you
head.
Came along, say, I think you're
plush?
Wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now,
I'll still be your girl.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine?
A candy.
Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Or brandy.
If I've been out to 2:45, would you lock the door?
No, I'll let you in.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Sure, Archie.
I could be handy mending a fuse. When your lights are gone.
Through stormy weather, dear?
You can knit a sweater by the fireside.
Just for you.
Sunday evenings, go for a ride.
To dinner?
Do in a garden, dig in the weeds. Who could ask for more?
We'll be together, dear.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Of course, Archie.
Social Security, here I come.
It's a wonderful world. We're just walking on air. Talk of heaven on earth. We've got more than our share.
Haven't got a care.
How happy all day through.
It's a wonderful world. Loving wonderful you. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
I'm just walking on air.
When you talk about heaven right here on earth,
I've got more than my share.
We haven't got us a care.
We're happy all the day through.
It's a wonderful world. Loving wonderful you.
Get a hold of yourself, Edith.
Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Mountain.
Cheese, please.
I tried too hard.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Find somebody who's twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow.
I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye.
It's a good thing that they actually worked in a beer factory, I think, after listening to that song. Laverne and Shirley, and I think if they were around today, Simon Cowell would say,
Oh, and if they were on America's Got Talent, it would be bomp, bomp, bomp.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They cut a whole album of covers, 60s and 50s covers, back in the 70s. And that's just one of them. Gonna Get Along Without You Now. Before that, we had the medley of four songs from Archie and Edith Bunker. Sometimes I'm Happy. Maybe I'm Wrong, but I think you're wonderful. Thank you, Daffodil. I didn't realize you thought that way.
You'll notice I didn't sing along with that song.
I suppose. When I'm 64, the Beatles classic, and It's a Wonderful World. Archie and Edith Bunker. And from an album, of course, An Evening with the Bunkers, sitting down in front of the piano and singing. Wow. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please's Part 2 Celebrity in the Song special.
TV-related music as well. We leave the 70s, the disco suits and everything else, and we move on into the 80s. You're supposed to say something poignant at that point, Daffodil.
I remember the 80s. I don't feel very poignant about them.
Why? What's so bad about the 80s?
Parachute pants.
What else?
Flashdance.
The end of disco. That was probably good for some people. Not on our show, but, you know, some good. What else?
Bad hair.
Ah, yes. Flash dance and...
neon colors.
Oh, and tube tops.
Yeah, I didn't wear those either.
Okay. We're going to move on now for music from the 80s. We're going to play a number two song, a bit of a cheesy one, from the summer of 1981, and the television series itself was a hit, and it was delightfully cheesy. Remember that guy flying around, that he lost the manual to his super suit and just kept landing in things and bumbling around with that FBI guy that...
and still solving the problems.
Yeah, and he still had problems, but, you know, it's...
they got solved.
Yes, yes. And he never did get the instruction manual, I don't think.
No.
Anyway, it was The Greatest American Hero, the TV
now,
show.
Now, I must go on record as saying I do not think this song is cheesy.
Really?
I really like this song.
Really?
Really?
Come on. I think it's cheesy.
Maybe in a good way.
Exactly.
We're starting off...
with a guy... this is definitely cheesy, no matter how you look at it. Mr. Charles in Charge...
Mr. Chachi, Mr. Charles in Charge.
No, I'm so wound up just thinking about this guy.
Scott Baio.
And...
Wanted for Love.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
I want her sensitive, open-hearted, not afraid to fall. I need some help getting started, 'cause I'm just a man after all. I like her provocative, independent, a woman with style. I need her lifetime and her friendship.
You want-
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree. This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
You can't even pretend to fly.
I'm like
lying on your chair on your belly and scooting across the floor is not flying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I loved that show as a kid, and I don't know. And
when you discovered that you could lie on your belly on a chair with wheels and pretend you're flying,
yeah,
it made you a happy boy.
It did. The Thief of the Greatest American Hero with Joey Scarborough, probably somewhat uncheesy, but still the show was cheesy back in the 1980s. And that's what we're profiling, TV shows here on Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Celebrity, let's read the...
This is TV-related music, the Celebs and Song Special, Part 2.
Thank you.
Which is way too wordy. We have to come up with shorter titles next time.
I'm sorry. It just worked out that way. You know, I couldn't help it. I couldn't narrow it down.
You had no creative, gimmicky title.
I'm sorry.
We'll have to work on that for next time.
Oh, well, possibly. Part one was fun. We went through the 1950s and the 1960s. And this one, we go from the 70s to the 90s.
So we must be getting close to the 90s part.
Yeah, we're moving into the 90s right about now.
All right. What are we playing?
Well, I really don't want to tell you this talk show host because it'll give it away. This talk show host made a record back in, I don't know, mid-1990s, I think? Something like that. A CD, technically. Well, records were pretty much history in the 90s.
Gary, does that tell you anything?
It tells me a little bit.
Okay. Gary Springer coming up shortly. But we're starting off the set with Tommy Puett.
Who the heck is Tommy Puett?
He was Tyler Benchfield on the TV series Life Goes On. He was Becca's boyfriend.
Okay.
And
I was trying to figure out how he fit into this whole TV-related thing.
This is brutal. Love is War, right here on...
Well, it's definitely not Love on Cheese, Please.
When did life become this curse? The car won't run, your days seem done. Could things ever get any worse? But then there's Oprah, Bill, and Sally, and Jerry Springer, too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. 'Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining, things could be worse. Those calamities could be yours. your hair, you'll do a double take. Like a pretty John with high heels on, out looking for a date. Or that big bald-headed woman with a tattoo on her face, who swears she was abducted by a man from outer space. Now I know your lover left you with who you thought was your best friend, and the dog you taught to fetch a ball just bit you in your rear end. But remember that guy on Springer who cried and fought and swore that last week he talked to Elvis at a Memphis Walmart store. But then there's Oprah, Bill, and Sally, and Jerry Springer's too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. 'Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. Well, the dog bite, it'll heal, and the hurtin', it's just a cut. And the lover who left you, well, it's best that he did, he'll probably wind up on his butt. So give thanks for life, even when it's not the best. You see, there's always worse. You could be a talk show guest. But then there's Oprah, Bill, and Sally, and Jerry Springer, too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. 'Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. But then there's Oprah, Bill, and Sally, and Jerry Springer, too. A little dose of a talk show host, you won't seem quite as blue. 'Cause if that's the world or part of it, where madams are sometimes sirs, you'll quit complaining things could be worse, those calamities could be yours. But then there's Oprah, Bill, and Sally, and Jerry Springer too.
A little Keys, please, with Jerry Springer, Dr. Talk. Wow.
I got something to say about that.
Why?
Well, Oprah's not on the air anymore.
Yes.
Sally's not on the air anymore.
Yes.
Phil Donahue's not on the air anymore.
Okay, well, it's a little out of date.
No.
Why?
Jerry Springer's still there.
That's true.
Got staying power.
And he does. And before that, Tommy Pooett, who played Tyler Benchfield on Life Goes On, and also filled in for Casey Kasem on America's Top 10, the TV series in the early 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Apparently, Casey got sick of it.
Just let him do it. And I'll count down on the radio. Thank you.
What?
Casey just didn't want his face out there.
I don't know. Anyway, we're wrapping up our celebrity things, and I'm
popping my peas.
Thank you
for joining us, and we'll be back to our regular doses of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird next week.
Well, what do you call this? This is the Wacky, Warped, and Weird.
Yes, but it's the TV edition.
Okay, fine. Until next week, folks, drop back here next week, please.
Have fun. Stay cheesy. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.